Welcome to Catalyze. I'm your host, Sarah O'Carroll. I have with me Andrew Powell and Sasha Seymour from the class of 2015. The two alumni are the founders of Learn to Win, an advanced microlearning platform that helps coaches and instructors of all kinds teach faster and more effectively. Andrew and Sasha, thanks so much for joining the show.
Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So first, to get an understanding of the technology itself, for anyone unfamiliar with Learn to Win, would one of you share an overview of what exactly the technology does for both players and coaches?
Sure. So we built Learn to Win to be a mobile learning platform focused on high-performance settings. We felt that traditional learning solutions didn't really cut it for teachers or for learners of kind of whatever type. And a few of those examples are in sports and in military settings. You've got these really high-intensity settings where everyone needs to know exactly their role, their responsibility, and the success or failure of the team really depends on how quickly they can get people to perform at a super high level. My background was in education technology. Sasha's was in sports. We saw an opportunity to combine those two fields and build what we think of as the premier high-performance training platform. So it's really simple. A coach goes into our web application, builds interactive mobile learning lessons on a playbook or large force exercise for fighter squadron or whatever the topic is that they're training. We've got a mobile app where players or pilots go in and learn in these 3 to 5 minute micro learning lessons, everything they need to know. And then there's a data dashboard that identifies misunderstandings and can help coaches make better decisions about teaching and learning within their organization. And that's all tied together in the Learn to Win platform.
Very cool. Now, Learn to Win has partnered with a wide variety of programs, as well as with the U.S. Department of Defense, U.S. Air Force. Is there a sector you're planning to focus on in the year ahead? And also, what would you say makes the platform so adaptable for such a wide range of clients?
Yeah, it's a great question. We do see really wide applicability of this technology because at its core, we're trying to improve the ways that people teach and learn and to build tools that make anyone a fast learner, make anyone an expert instructor. And so there's tons of applicability to it. We do find the most value in these high performance settings. So sports and defense have been our two primary markets so far. And those will continue to be places we focus a lot for the next year, I would say, as we refine our product and really establish the strong foundation for the company. But there's eventual applications, we think, across almost any sector of the economy. A lot of stuff in healthcare that's really interesting, in construction, in the trades, in manufacturing, in commercial aviation. You know, the list is pretty endless for where we think this type of technology will be useful.
And of course, Learn to Win was existent before the coronavirus hit, but now we're seeing a lot of sports organizations and otherwise radically shift their digital strategies. But is there anything you all have refined as a result of the pandemic or thought about changing amidst all of this industry disruption?
Yeah. What we've seen is not necessarily different in the way that we're thinking about the technology, but we've seen a dramatic difference in the way that others think about our technology. So we were just really quite fortunate that a thing that we had built and been working on for close to 2 years suddenly went from being this tool that was a really great benefit to suddenly being an absolute necessity because there was no other way for people to teach and train. And we've seen that across the different verticals that we've worked in, whether it's a football coach, say, at the University of North Carolina, who suddenly was trying to prepare his team via in-person team meetings and suddenly can't do that anymore. And instead uses Learn to Win to push them lessons before their Zoom meeting, send out little quizzes after the Zoom meeting, and make the sort of limited time that they have on the Zoom call much more effective and really train somebody from a remote and safe distance. Or for an Air Force Instruction Academy that we work with that is suddenly trying to get the same throughput of pilots or other students through this sort of Air Force school, but can't do it in person and need to Learn to Win to supplement that kind of training.
And Sasha, you were a walk-on for the men's basketball team at UNC. Do you still reflect a lot on those experiences and the kind of challenges you faced? And if so, how does that inform your work today with Learn to Win?
Yeah, absolutely. I think part of the underlying thesis for why we developed the platform in the first place was an experience that I had had walking on to the University of North Carolina men's basketball program and suddenly being hit from all different directions with this new information and really searching for and needing and thinking about a better way to to potentially teach it. And so there's kind of a funny story of how I was sort of sitting in my dorm room my senior year trying to memorize this new play that coach had put in, and Andrew, our student body president at the time, coming by and saying, you know, what if we could teach this a better way? What if we could do this using some of these high structured active learning techniques that I've been working on in my research as student body president, and really apply that to this high performance use case in athletics? And that was sort of the kernel of the idea that sort of grew over time from our dorm room up and until what it is today. And so I still reflect back on both that experience as an athlete and sort of struggling with learning my playbook, and then wishing we had a tool like this, and then sort of building it and seeing that it really does provide value for athletes who are in a similar position to where I was, but also in our military use case as well. Part of the initial thinking for going into the Air Force and for going into the Navy itself was my experience as a Naval Reservist, and going through a similar experience of, man, I really wish I had a tool that could help me learn this material, and realizing that Learn to Win was a great fit for it.
Andrew, when you were a student body president, as Sasha just mentioned, you were working on an educational platform to promote a blended learning model. Would you mind sharing about that project and how that may have helped in developing Learn to Win's technology?
Yeah, a big part of my experience at UNC was the privilege of working with a bunch of different instructors, professors who are incredible educators, people like Rita Balaban or Kelly Hogan or Mike Crimmins and Jeremy Petrenka, and just people who were incredible at their craft of taking big, complex ideas and then distilling it into this really engaging, interactive learning experience in the classroom. And I think it was first year, I got just so inspired by how technology could transform the ways that we teach and learn within a university setting, and began working with some of these professors to learn more about what they were doing, and kind of evangelized for these techniques, and ended up doing some research and found that across a lot of different classes, there's a common finding that you can really improve student learning outcomes, in particular for students who previously were struggling. So everyone does better, but in particular, those who need a little bit of extra support do disproportionately better if you teach in this high structure active learning way. It was a really interesting finding, because what that means is it's really more about how somebody teaches rather than who the teacher is. What that means is you can then turn almost anyone into a really effective instructor by using the right principles around teaching and learning, principles that are proven in thousands of studies to work. And so the thing I kind of ran for as student body president was, what if we made these teaching principles the new normal? What if every class at UNC was taught in this research-backed, high structure active learning method? What would that mean for graduation rates? What would that mean for the amount that people learn, and how impactful that degree could be for them and their capabilities? And there's also some really profound equity impacts. Kelly Hogan has research showing that she was able to close the achievement gap for first generation college students by teaching in this more active, high structure way. And so I thought, well, there's also kind of an ethical implication of, like, this is a better way to teach. It works better for everyone. And in particular, it works for the students who most need it. And so that was the inspiration behind Learn to Win in a lot of ways, is could we turn those principles into a product that then anybody can apply in any setting? You don't have to be, you know, a PhD with extensive years of teaching experience to use the high structure active learning method, and that those same principles that make learning outcomes better in a biology class could also apply to a football locker room, or could apply to you know, an Air Force squadron, or could apply to a construction organization. And that we thought it would really make the world a better place if we could build a product that brings those principles to bear. But yeah, it all started with a handful of collaborations with professors at UNC to uncover these principles, and then ran for student body president to try and make those the norm at the university, and have loved how much, you know, since my graduation in 2015, UNC has really continued to be an innovator and a leader in the space around creating more engaging, impactful learning experiences for all students.
We'll be right back. This week, we're launching our fall 7-speaker series starting on Wednesday, September 16th with Fred Weary, class of 96. Fred is a professor of sociology at Princeton University and the director of the Dignity and Debt Network. The online event starts at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. You can register on the MCN. So when you both were Morehead Caine Scholars, I heard you spent some time at the foundation to work on building the startup. Is there anything you'd want to share about what it was like to brainstorm together as undergrads at Carolina and how it grew from a good idea to product conception?
So it's funny, Andrew and I actually met because of the Morehead Scholars program. We met finalists weekend before we actually came. And then he and I were roommates together our junior and senior year at Chapel Hill. As I kind of referenced before, the original kernel of the idea of building a company out of this, obviously Andrew had his research and his exploration of high structure active learning, and I had my sports background for a very, very long time, but the idea to bring the two of them together started our senior year while we were both Morehead Scholars. Andrew and I then kind of went our separate ways. I was on a Mitchell scholarship for a year in Northern Ireland, then went to go work for McKinsey & Company, while Andrew went to go work for the African Leadership University in Mauritius. But we kind of still kept the idea going. We've been very, very good friends for a long time, and we would sort of have catch-up calls where we would talk about this idea that we really thought had legs and had potential, but we were sort of occupied with other things at the time. And then in summer 2018, right before then, both Andrew and I were accepted into the Stanford Graduate School of Business, and we decided to become roommates again to go back to Stanford for our MBAs. And that summer beforehand, we said, you know what, we really think this has something. Let's actually go after it. I booked a flight back up to Chapel Hill and had a meeting with Coach Fedora, the head football coach at the time, and basically explained to him this idea of what we wanted to go build. And he said, absolutely, if you guys are interested in this and you think it could work, I would love if you guys ran an initial pilot with my team and my program there in summer 2018. And so I moved back up to Chapel Hill, both Andrew and I did. And for the summer before we started business school, we actually built the first version of the product in Chapel Hill, working in three different locations. We were either sitting in the Dean Smith Center and getting insights from the men's basketball team. We were sitting in Keenan Stadium and getting insights from the football team. Or we were sitting in the Morehead Caine offices, where the Morehead team was sort of our home base and the place where we could sort of sit and focus and get work done. And so we're kind of immensely grateful for the Morehead Caine team and their ability to provide free office space for a company that at the time had negative income and really was the incubator for our first summer, at least.
Well, we are thankful for you too as well in opening up so many opportunities for current scholars. Just this summer, there were 9 on the Learn to Win team. Could you share some of the projects they worked on together?
Yeah, we had a phenomenal summer with all the interns. We feel so fortunate to have had them join us for the summer, both because it's just an incredible group of people that drove amazing value for the company, people that I feel really thankful to be able to know and work with. It's also cool to be able to give back a little bit to a program that's meant so much to Sasha and to me. Specifically, I remember this summer, I think, was unique in the fact that obviously a lot of Morehead Caines go abroad for the summers, and travel clearly was canceled for many. And so I remember I got a call from David Greer saying, hey, man, we've had a lot of intern or scholars that have had their internships canceled. Is there any chance you guys could open up applications for a few more? And I told him, I was like, send me as many as will come. I have, you know, so much admiration for the scholars program, and just know it's a very high caliber group of people. So if any of them want to come to Learn to Win, we'd love to have them. And so we ended up interviewing a bunch and as you mentioned, had 9 with us for the summer, which was just a phenomenal experience. And they really transformed the company in a lot of ways. I mean, we doubled the size of the company overnight, and they created our entire marketing approach and team. That team hadn't really existed before the summer, and suddenly it was a fully staffed team, driven partnerships with groups like Special Olympics, and opened up our entire lacrosse business. Have folks involved in our DoD work, in strategy, in operations, in finance, in just every part of the business. They had a substantial impact in product, a lot of impact in product. So it was a terrific group that we're really grateful to have had, and then also feel just pleased to be able to give back to the Morehead program in a small way.
Yeah, I just I was just gonna follow on that real quick. Andrew and I were actually catching up the other day, and we were talking about what a competitive advantage it is for us as a business to have been a part of the Morehead Cain community, because there's so many people, not just current scholars who we can reach out to for help and advice, but also previous Moreheads who are also always so willing to give their time and energy and effort to help us, whether it's advice or a recommendation or, oh, I've been here before, here's how I can help. Since we graduated as well, we've actually it's a great recruiting pool as well. We've hired two additional Morehead scholars onto the team, Morgan Howell, who leads our engineering team, and Jack Turner, who was a recent graduate this year and a previous intern for our company. It's a phenomenal way for us to feel like we can give back to a program that meant so much for both Andrew and I, but also a thing that we see as a real competitive advantage for our organization and a thing we're very thankful to be a part of.
With the partnership with Special Olympics USA, can you share how that collaboration will look like in training athletes for 2022 with the Winter Games in Russia?
Essentially what that partnership is going to look like, and it's really exciting, and we've actually got one Morehead scholar, Olivia Romine, who's really done a really, really great job helping to drive that partnership for us. But basically what they're using Learn to Win for is they've got this experience or got this problem where they have athletes all around the country. So you may have an athlete in California, or you may have an athlete in Michigan or an athlete in North Carolina, but the best coach for them is not necessarily in California or Michigan or North Carolina. And even if they were during coronavirus, they wouldn't really be able to teach or train them in the way that they normally would. And so they're using Learn to Win, getting ready for the 2022 Winter Olympics in Russia, basically as any of our athletes would or any of our coaches would. They're basically building trainings to help them get ready and get prepared. And we are really, really excited about the partnership. We were just able to publicly announce it last week and see it just as another example of the way that Learn to Win can be applied across so many different use cases. And I think personally, as an organization, we're so very much behind that idea of using sports for inclusivity, and are very thankful that our technology can be a small part of helping their mission.
Andrew and Sasha, thanks so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Go Tar Heels.
Yeah, go Heels.
Well, we appreciate your time, and please stay safe and healthy.
Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you for listening to Catalyze. I'm your host, Sarah O'Carroll, and that was Andrew Powell and Sasha Seymour of Learn to Win. You can let us know what you thought of the episode by finding us on Twitter or Instagram at Morehead Cain, or by emailing us at communications@morehedcain.org.